Welcome to episode 80 of Life with Mitty. This episode, we continue our retro-style episodes for hashtag Mitty Goes to Yellowstone, telling the story of our epic road trip back to Yellowstone to celebrate our 40th wedding anniversary. Today's episode is entitled Day 3, New Friends. I'm here in the Lake Yellowstone Hotel parlor, and it's midnight. It's the perfect time to look back on today's events and write this episode. Almost everyone else is in their rooms. Deborah is already asleep upstairs in room 226, an accessible room that includes a beautiful view of Lake Yellowstone and the mountains nearby. It's hard to believe that just 2 weeks ago, Lake Yellowstone was still frozen from winter. But right now it's so dark outside that you can't see anything. Not Lake Yellowstone, not the nearby snow-capped mountains, not the female elk we saw from the hotel, and there are several areas inside the hotel with comfy chairs ready for guests to view the magic that is Yellowstone. It's pitch black except for a few lights in the hotel driveway. And quiet? Well, except for that one guy telling stories of what he saw today. The sound of wonder and amazement in his voice doesn't surprise me at all, or bother me for that matter as I type. Today all started to unfold slowly as we left Rock Springs, Wyoming. Mitty was fully charged, thanks to the free Tesla destination chargers at the Best Western Outlaw Inn. And we were fully fed by the free hot breakfast, which included cheese omelets, bacon, pork sausage links, robot-made pancakes, yes, the same machine that was at the Holiday Inn Express, a variety of cereals, muffins, juices, and coffee. What impressed me about this place was the little things they did to try and please their guests, like the free water and snacks in the room, and the real maple syrup for the pancakes. Packed and ready, we left, driving on U.S. Highway 191. FSD did a good job driving down the two-lane highway without the phantom braking reported by earlier testers of 11.4.1. Only a few strange attempts to turn off the road tens of miles too early spoiled an otherwise solid performance. Why is it always lane selection? That's been a problem since 10.2. And now lane creep? As we proceeded, there were large areas of the drive I didn't remember seeing 5 years ago. It wasn't until we got to a familiar valley that I remembered the trip through there. The views of the river rushing through quickly with white caps on occasion was strangely new, while I remember seeing it before. It was a thrill all over again. And FSD did a much better job maintaining its lane than the old version 8 autopilot ever did in 2018. Very confident and safe. As we went, I went back to listen to one of our early podcast episodes, the one that talks about June 9th, 2018. The day we got to Yellowstone 5 years ago, short a day. That episode talked about how I had purchased 1 7-day park pass, but that only paid for the first gate. We ended up getting through when the park ranger recognized that Deborah was impaired and should get a free pass. I was glad I had purchased an annual pass this time since we knew we had to get through those same two entrance booths, one for Grand Teton and the second for Yellowstone. While no cost savings, it made getting through much quicker. Of course, don't forget your ID. We arrived at the Jackson, Wyoming Supercharger in the back of Whole Foods Market. Well, that's what they call Jackson Whole Grocer now. And of course, noticed a number of stalls iced. While I could have gotten a little bit upset, I did notice that all the other parking spots were taken, and some of the stalls had a 30-minute parking sign. When we pulled up, no other Teslas were there, so no problem. Mitty was getting 145 kilowatts at this version 2 supercharger, nearly perfect. We were both hungry, and finding a quick bite to eat in Jackson isn't the easiest thing. After using the restrooms on the second floor, follow the signs, and yes, there's an elevator. I decided to get some food at the hot bar. Just remember, if you use this technique when getting something for lunch that doesn't provide silverware, they're expecting you to take it home and eat it. Good thing I always bring plastic silverware just in case on a road trip. While there are a couple of two-spot tables and chairs on the second floor, I decided for us to eat in Midi so that if I did need to move the car for another Tesla to charge, I could. You see, Midi was already charged to 90% once we returned to the car. As we did in 2018, we did this just in case the Clipper Creek charger across from the hotel was on the fritz. 90% would give us plenty to arrive at the hotel and drive to West Yellowstone to supercharge if need be. Our drive into Yellowstone was beautiful, even with it raining, and some low-hanging clouds dancing on the mountaintops. Once we saw the snow on the side of the road, I flashed back again to 2018. I remember there being snow then, too. With our dinner reservation scheduled for 5:30 p.m., we arrived around 5 o'clock. Deborah wasn't feeling well and had a small petite seizure in the car. This doesn't require any medical attention and normally passes in 15 to 30 minutes. In the meantime, we pulled up to the front of the hotel and I checked in. There was already a couple of people behind me, but I was glad we arrived when we did when I looked back and saw at least five more groups waiting. Room 226 is a very nice accessible room with old-style fixtures and tile work in the bathroom and two queen beds. One of the beds has its own window that looks out on the lake. I can't wait to wake up to that view tomorrow. One thing to mention for those who need accessible accommodations: parking is in the back of the hotel. There's a separate pull-in from the road, and the accessible spots circle the edge of the drive. Of course, a ramp is there waiting for you. And some elevators have dual doors, left and right, as some rooms on the same floor are at different elevations. For us, we use the one with a 2R floor to select. As our dinner reservation time approached, I decided to let Deborah stay in the room while I got our dinner to go. As the dining room is a sit-down 4-course restaurant complete with 4-star service, I was asked to take a seat in the dining room, order our food, and then they would bring it to me in to-go containers with silverware. Deborah is a picky eater. Good thing I found a chicken dish on the menu, coke au vin. Deborah has never had real French food in her life, but the other two choices were seafood or steak. She wouldn't like either of those. Coke au vin it was. And I ordered frites à la truffe, Parmesan truffle fries, as a side. And Deborah loved the food. Evidently, she's picky for the best food because this meal came to $38 before tax and tip. If we want to eat cheaper, we can go to Canyon Lodge where they have cafeteria food like we did in 2018. But for our 40th wedding anniversary, spare no expense. After dinner, we moved to where we could watch the scenery even better, where large chairs provide a million-dollar view. We saw our first female elk of this trip, yet taking pictures through a screened window wasn't working out. I walked down to the first floor and saw another lady already outside taking pictures. I followed and took snapshots and video, maintaining, of course, a 25-foot distance from the wild animal. Just a note for those of you who go to Yellowstone after us. Keep your distance. Always. Never be in a situation where you don't have an exit route. These are wild animals. So always maintain a safe distance. After this, I met Sue and Bruce on the first floor. After some initial introductions and chit-chat, they shared that they too were celebrating their 40th wedding anniversary. Lake Yellowstone Hotel was their last stop on a whirlwind tour of some of the United States' best national parks, and tomorrow would be their last day here. It was my pleasure to meet them. Deborah was still on the second floor. Time to go check on her. I showed her the video I took of the elk, and she was smiling. You know that certain smile that lets you know you've done good? Very good? And yes, that was all the thanks I needed. Tears came to my eyes as we kissed. Such a wonderful lady God has given me to share life with. And we're just beginning. 7 more days await, and I can't wait to see what tomorrow will bring. That's it for this episode. Love to hear from some of our listeners via X at LifeMitty and via email, lifewithmitty@gmail.com. I'm also on the Clubhouse app at LifeMitty, a member of Tesla Universe, and on the Wisdom app where I do an occasional electric vehicle Q&A. As always, empower others. You'll never live life on empty, and I'll talk to you next time.